Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
Lord, I want to enter heaven. Why should I let you in? Interesting, because that's what our gospel's about. Let me remind you. Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Well, don't hold back, Lord. How do you really feel? You know, this is what we're facing at the end times, isn't it? You know, I was reading our scriptures, and I was really impressed by Hebrews, because the book of Hebrews really focuses on discipline. I mean, if you really look at what that reading is, discipline, I think, is used 9 times, excuse me, in that. Well, you know how I feel about words, so let's work at the word discipline. Well, yeah, we're going to get there. Don't get ahead of me yet. All right, the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. A lack of proper parental and school discipline. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. The controlled behavior resulting from discipline. Okay, now this is from the Oxford Dictionary, and what I did is I put the examples from the book of Hebrews. Activity or experience that provides mental or physical training. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time, and it seemed best to them. But he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. And then on his verb, train somebody to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. Many parents have disciplined their children. And it's a punishment or a rebuke formally for an offense. Here's why I found it got really interesting. Origin of our English word is from the Middle English, in a sense, a mortification by scourging oneself. You know, we've seen the things where people use the whips on them, that's scourging, okay? So, discipline comes from the word for that. In Latin, it's disciplina, instruction and knowledge from discipulus, which means disciple. Now, back on that. So, I find it very interesting that disciple comes from the same meaning of the word discipline. Because we want to be disciples of Jesus, don't we? Well, as I was thinking about this, there's so many different meanings for discipline too. You know, I'm a musician, and we talk about the discipline of music. Because you got to work at it. You got to do it every day, right? So, if we got to do it every day, it becomes a discipline, but then again, that's a different meaning from being punished. Unless you're punishing yourself, you know, because you got to practice. Or punishing those around you because they got to listen to it. There's a new commercial on TV right now of that kid's playing saxophone, and they shut the doors on him and do everything to get away from it. Yeah, you're doing good. He goes out the door. My dad yelled downstairs because he used to practice in the basement. He says, is that hard to play? I said, yeah, why? He says, it's awful hard to listen to. That's a true story. stories. A Lord and Master shut the door to heaven. Why? Because now we have to come and knock on it. Can I come in? So does that mean we automatically go to heaven? Why not? Good question. Is it according to that text? We don't. Do we? Here's the argument that Jesus shares. We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. Why does Jesus say they're all workers of evil? What don't they say to him? I'm going to repeat it again. We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. Where is the word where they say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I have faith in you. It's not there, is it? Okay. We are saved by grace through our faith. And as Thomas said, Lord, I believe, help me with my unbelief. And that's when it gets a little tricky, doesn't it? So does just breaking bread with Jesus make you a disciple? No, that's why we looked at the word discipline and disciple. It's the working at it that makes you a disciple. And it's being punished if you don't. Does that make sense? But do we follow his love in our lives and share this love with others? Is this the discipline we defined at the beginning of my message? Well, partly. Okay? Because there's the difference between a discipline, like in music you work at, and then there's the discipline of when you are changed behavior because you're screwed up. Right? And Dad says, go sit in the corner. Okay, you see what I'm getting at? But it's the same word, isn't it? But yet it can mean two entirely different things. So if we are disciples, if we follow the discipline of Jesus Christ, we're blessed, aren't we? When Jesus paid for our eternal life on that cross, and it's nice now we got that big cross right there for you. Didn't he become a disciple too? Now stop and think. Was he doing this at his own idea or at the Father's instructions? All right, if he was instructed to do this, was he a disciple of the Father? So he was following the discipline of his Father. How many of you ever thought of it that way? That's one of the things that struck me as I was putting this together. What do we do with the love that Jesus brought to us on the cross? Well, you know what Luther says, we got to be a conduit. It's got to come into us and flow out of us. And that's why I always use the cross as our example. Because you've got the up piece where it comes down to us from heaven, and then you got the two arms where it flows out of us. That's what the meaning of the cross is. Is sharing that love with others. That's our discipline. You with me? As St. Thomas of Assisi says, make me an instrument of thy peace. Okay. Use me to do that. Because by using me, we are disciples of Jesus Christ. So, St. Thomas understood that as disciples, unless we become discipled in this discipline, we will be disciplined. Sorry, I couldn't resist that. That's four different meanings of the word in one sentence. You with me? Yeah, what the heck? But now we're starting to understand the nuances of that word, aren't we? I mean, we throw out what we're disciples. Okay? Discipline. Well, you discipline your kids, but yet it means more than that, doesn't it? If we're committed to being followers of Jesus Christ, we take his instructions to heart in his service, don't we? At least I would hope so. Just as the people you know, where there will be great gnashing of teeth on that last day, we can be assured that that door of heaven will be open for us when we knock. Why? Because we are disciples of Jesus Christ. May the joy this discipleship brings to you keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.